Okay, so until now we discussed the halachas of lulav, hadasim, aravais, how many of each, and now we're going to learn the Ezer Shem Yisbarach, the halachas of the esrik. So, the Mishnah Vayter Perik Gimel Mishnah Hey Esrik HaGazel VeHayavish Pasul. Esrik HaGazel is a stolen esrik. Again, it would be pasul because of mitzvah haba b'yaveira, and on the first day it would be pasul because it's not lechem, like we explained by the lulav. Now, what's yavish when it comes to an esrik? Yavish would be when the moisture kind of leaves the esrik. If you would squeeze it, no moisture would come out of it. You wouldn't see any liquid whatsoever. So that would be pasul because it's not hadar. It's interesting how the Rush explains this, b'shem harayvit. The Rush says that moisture for a peiri is like dam for basar chai. It's like blood for a live person or an animal. And it says, lehamesim yihalaluka. So if you would press it with a knife or squeeze it and some moisture comes out, it's still called lach. Let's say, I don't want to squeeze my esrik. How can I check it? So there's an eitza, you take a needle, the little thread, you make a little puncture hole that you wouldn't be able to see. If you see some moisture on the thread, in other words, you're inserting the needle up until the point where the thread is connected to it. If you see some moisture on the thread, so you know that the esrik is kosher, but you have to be careful because you don't want to go through and through until where the seeds are, because then the esrik could become pasul because it has a hole in it. Okay, so again, esrik ha-gazel ve-ayavish, a stolen esrik or a dried esrik is pasul, shel ha-sheira. Sheir is an Avodah Zarah tree, v'shalir hanidachas, as we explained in the previous Mishnah, a city that served Avodah Zarah, everything has to be burned, possible. In these two cases, it is possible because of, sure you remember, ketusei mechtes shiur, if it has to be burnt, it's as if it doesn't exist. And if it's burnt, it doesn't have a shear. So those are possible. Shel arla, okay, here we have something new that we didn't have in the previous cases, because it's only shayach by an esrik. What does arla mean? If you plant a tree, all the pears that grow on the tree for the first 3 years are asr bechila ubahana. Shalosh shanim yelchem areilim loy ye'achil. So this esrik comes from a tree that was planted within the last 3 years. It's pasul. Now let's understand, why should it be pasul? Because I can't eat it, so I'm not eating it, I'm just using it for an esrik. I'm shaking it with my lulav. Well, the answer is, the pasuk says, v'lekachtem lechem. Chazal darshan lechem, she'roy lechem. It has to be mutter in any way of having hana from it. And being that the main hana of an esrik would be to eat it, and you can't eat it, because it's arla, therefore it's pasul for the mitzvah as well. Vaitrasak the Mishnah, shel truma tameya. Truma is what we separate to give to the kayin. This truma became tame. It's asur biachila for everybody, even for a kayin who's tame. Truma tameya has to be burnt. Although the kahanim are allowed to have hana when they burn it, they can use it for fire fuel, but they can't eat it. So an esrig of truma temeya has no heter achila, and therefore, we also say that lechem passels it, because lechem means you have to be able to eat it. Shel truma tahoira, if it's an esrig of truma tahoira, meaning it's truma that I separated to give to the kind, but it did not become tamei, so lichat chila lo yitl, you shouldn't take it for the mitzvah. Why? Because min ha-tahoira, a person is obligated to guard truma, it shouldn't come to any tuma or any other type of loss. The Torah says, mishmeres trumaisa, when it comes to truma, you have to provide shimmer, you have to watch it. Now, how can a meichel become tame? In order for a meichel to become tame, it first has to become huchshuru lekabel tum. And that means it has to be touched by one of the seven mashkin. What are the seven mashkin? The simon is yad, Shachat Dam. Yad stands for Yayin, Devash, that's Yad. Shachat, Shemen, Cholav Tal. Dam would stand for, Dam is Dam, blood, and Mem is Mayim. So food that is touched by one of the Shiva Mashkin becomes Huchshru LeKabel Tuma, meaning only after it was touched by one of these Mashkin, after it was detached, by the way. Because all fruit is touched by water before it grows. That's how it grows. But once the food is detached from the ground, disconnected from the ground, and it comes into contact with any of the Shiva Mashkin, becomes Huchshuru LeKabel Tumah. That means from this point and on, should it come into contact with Tumah, it's Tame. So now, let's go back to our Esrig of Truma Tahira. We are obligated to do our best to make sure this does not become Tame. So one thing we would like to do to make sure it doesn't become tameh is to make sure it doesn't get wet with any of the shiva mashkin. If I'm going to use this as an esrik shel mitzvah, and they used to take the hadassim and the aroves and keep it in water so it shouldn't dry up, later when you take it out and you're holding it together, there's a very good chance that some of that water is going to drip on the esrik. And now the esrik can easily become tameh if it comes into contact with tumah. Therefore, lechatchila, we do not take an esrik shel truma tahira, because it would presumably become one step closer to becoming tameh. But v'imnatal, the Mishnah continues, if you did take b'di'evid an esrik of truma tahira, kasher, your yaitza, your chayv, because it has heter achila, it's called lechem. The kayin is allowed to eat it. Wait a second, but only a kayin is allowed to eat it. Yisrael is not allowed to eat it. So why is it called lechem for Yisrael? How could a Yisrael be yaitza b'di'evid? In order to answer that question, let me first ask you a riddle. How is it possible for Yisrael to have a grandchild who's a kayin? And the answer is simple. If his daughter marries a kayin. So a Yisrael, a Zaydi Yisrael, can feed this to a Zaynikal, that's a kayin. He can use it by his Suda. Memela, that's enough for it to be considered lechem. It's enough for it to be considered heter achila, and that is why bidi eved. The imnatel kasher, if someone takes truma tahira, an esrik of truma tahira, and uses it for the mitzvah, he is yaitza, even if he is not a kayin. Vaitra says the Mishnah, shel demai, what is demai? Demai is tfua or peres of an ama aretz, where we're not sure whether the ama aretz properly separated maestras. It's suffix tevel. Tevel means peiris that no maestras were separated from. Even though min ha-toira, a person that purchases peiris from an ama aretz is not required to take off maestras, because roiv ame aretz do take off maestras. And b'chala teira kula we go basa roiv. But the rabbana were machmer, and they were geyser, that you have to take off certain maestras before you eat it. But being that the whole takana of demai is only a chumra derabanan, therefore, the Beis Hillel hold in Masechta's demai that the chachamim were mekel, and they were matir for poor people to eat demai, even before you take off maestras. But the Beis Shammai aseret, even for poor people, they say no one can eat demai. If it's peiros that's purchased from an am aretz, you must first take off the maestros the Chazal say you have to take off. So now, our Mishnah is telling us that whether or not you would be yaitze with an esrik of demai would depend on this machloikis between the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel. So the Mishnah shel demai, an esrik of demai that was purchased from an am aretz, and we don't know if maestros were separated from it. Beis Shammai Paislin. The Beis Shammai say you can't use this for the mitzvah of esrik. There's no heter achila for anybody. U Beis Hillel machshirin. The Beis Hillel say it's kosher because according to the Beis Hillel, there is a heter achila, meaning that you can feed it to poor people. And the truth is, technically speaking, even he himself would be able to eat it because he has an option of declaring whatever he owns hefker, and then he'll be poor. Or it can be magdish all of his nechasim, and then he's poor. So there's a way to be able to eat demai. Therefore, according to the Beis Hillel, you can be yotze the mitzvah of esrik with it. Vayter zok the Mishnah, shel maaser sheni b'Yerushalayim. What is maaser sheni? Well, there are 7 years to the Shemitah cycle. Every seventh year is Shemitah. The first year after Shemitah and the second year after Shemitah, we separate Maaser Rishon, which goes to the Levi, and also Maaser Sheni. The third year, it's Maaser Rishon, Maaser Ani. Fourth and fifth year, Maaser Rishon, Maaser Sheni. Sixth year, Maaser Rishon, Maaser Ani, and the seventh year is Shemitah again. And every seven Shemitahs is Yovel. Now, what do we do with Maaser Sheni? Who does it go to? And the answer is, it doesn't go to anybody. But you have to bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it in Yerushalayim, or redeem it. Anyone that eats Peiros Maaser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim, after it already entered into the Chayim of Yerushalayim, is Chayiv Malkus. Before the Peiros of Maaser Sheni are brought into the Chayim of Yerushalayim, you could redeem them, as explained, and the payrus really go out to Chulin. It becomes like payrus without any kedusha, and the money is brought up to Yerushalayim. And over there you purchase different types of foods. There are certain halachas as to what you can do with the Maaser Sheni money. Now, what's the din with Esrog of Maaser Sheni? So, B'Yerushalayim, where it's mutter to eat it over there, you still say lo yita, lechetchila, you shouldn't take it. Because same problem we had with the truma. We know water is going to pour on this, because usually the other minim are wet. It's going to become mukhshal kabel tuma. The likelihood of it becoming tummy is much greater, and you're not allowed to be metamel maaser sheni, or to do anything that's going to cause tuma to maaser sheni, just like by truma tahir. But also just like by truma tahir, the din is v'im natal. If he did take an esrog of maaser sheni in Yerushalayim, kasher it is kasher, your yetzir your chayv. Because in Yerushalayim, lemaaseh, there is a heter achila. But outside of Yerushalayim, you're not yetzir chayv at all, because you're not allowed to eat it over there. And it wouldn't be called lechem over there at all. Okay, quickly chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah. An esrog that is stolen or dried is pasul. Shel asher b'shel yoni dachas is pasul. What we learned new in our Mishnah is about an esrog of arla. Arla is when you plant a tree the first 3 years, you're not allowed to eat the fruit. It is pasul. An esrog of truma temeya is pasul, because even the kain is not allowed to eat it. And lechem teaches us there has to be heter achila. An esrog of truma tahira of tardika truma should not be taken lechetchila, because the chances are it's going to get wet, and once it becomes wet, there's a good chance it'll become tummy. And we have to do everything within our power to protect truma from becoming tummy. But if he does use it, if he uses an esrog of truma tahira for the mitzvah, lemaisa his yatza. An esrog of demai, that's peiros that was purchased from an ama aretz. According to the Beshamai, it's possible, because the Beshamai say even poor people can't eat demai until you separate the maestros. According to the Beisilu, say poor people can eat it. It's kasher b'di eved. An esrog of maestros sheni, in Yerushalayim, you shouldn't take it. L'chetchila, you shouldn't take it, because you may cause tumma to it, again, being that the chances are it's going to become wet. But if you do take it in Yerushalayim, b'di eved, you are yaitza, the mitzvah of esrog.